Hi, this is Brother Peter Diamond here, and I was checking in with a little update concerning a certain radical schismatic named Dave L. Now, this wouldn't necessarily concern many of our readers, but just a few who might have come across this fellow. And I wanted to expose this heretic because he has been spreading his false views and lies in certain small groups. And so it's about time to put him down. This is an individual who about 2 years ago was interested in joining our monastery and so demonstrated theological agreement with us. Prior to that, he was, I'm not sure, I think he was Novus Ordo or something else, but he had become convinced of traditional Catholicism and was interested in joining our community. He didn't join our community, but after about a year or so, one of us spoke with him, Brother Michael, in fact, spoke with him, and this individual had completely changed his position. He was a defender of the new Mass, a defender of Vatican II, was apparently had gone back to the new Mass, and so it was a complete 180-degree reversal. This conversation in which this individual was defending the new Mass, etc., occurred probably about 1 year ago. So maybe it's only about a year ago that he was a staunch defender of the new Mass after having already been a Sede Vacantist and having been exposed to all of the in-depth information on all of the different heresies of these guys. So when you consider the sin that that involves, the level of bad will and blindness, to see all the evidence of their ecumenism, their endorsement of false religions, all the arguments against the validity of the new Mass, how it's Protestant, etc., and then to go back to defending that, you have to be a pretty dark soul at that time, and you truly don't believe in anything, because a person who believes in Jesus would immediately reject the Vatican II antipopes once he has seen all of the clear evidence that they endorse religions which reject Christ. A person would at least reject them as evil, even if a person would maybe need more information to come to the full conclusion about, you know, do they lose their office, etc. And so he was a defender of the new Mass again, and this fellow, by the way, also goes by the name of Catholic M in some of the things he sends around and posts. But then about maybe three, four approximately months ago, five maybe, he changed his position again and is a Sede Vacantist again. And it actually happened because he wrote to us asking us for advice. This happened around the time we started, you know, updating with even more newer heresies from Benedict XVI. Not that, you know, they haven't been outrageous for a long time, but he, I guess, was reminded of how heretical he is and changed his position again and was asking us for advice. And then, a few weeks after that, he was interested in possibly joining Bishop Sanborn's seminary. This is after this fellow, Dave L., had been aware that Sanborn believes pagans and idolaters can be saved. He believes Jews who reject Christ can be saved. We've documented all this. And Dave L. was thinking of joining him. Okay, which shows you the guy has no conviction. He's just a reed in the wind. He's carried away to every false view because he has no grounding, no purity of intention, no goodwill. And so we didn't hear from a little while. He's asking our opinion, and then he's interested in joining Sanborn. And then, a few weeks later, he comes across, I guess, the schismatic, wacky views of this guy, Frank, who rejects the canonizations of the church, etc., whom we've refuted him before, and he starts to follow this guy. And they, of course, don't like our stuff, and I will be refuting a few of their ridiculous views quickly as I go on, but I just wanted to give that background because it really shows you how when a person's not sincere, when he's not honest, the devil will move in, and he will be a prime instrument of the devil. He will be carried away to all kinds of views, changing his religion constantly, acting like he's an expert when he doesn't have a clue what he's doing. And it's important for people to realize that. Another interesting thing is that when he was asking us for advice, he called up here, this guy Dave L., and the sister spoke with him, and she told us that she was appalled because this guy Dave L. actually repeatedly told her out of the blue how tall and good-looking he thinks he is. She was just amazed by the guy's vanity that he would say that, number one, and it's just, I think it really reveals that you're dealing with a guy who's filled with impure spirits. And that is not surprising when you look at the content of what he believes right now. So he starts following this wacko Frank, who also used to be a regular state of a contest, but through his pride, delved into all kinds of schismatic views. And now he rejects the canonizations of the church. They now reject Benedict the 15th, Pope Pius XI, and Pope Pius XII. They say they were all anti-popes. And this in itself creates an interesting problem. They bring up certain passages in Benedict the 15th which they think are heretical, and we've addressed those in our subsection. We've pointed out how no, they aren't proof of manifest heresy. Like they cited one passage on the unity of the church which they thought was comparable to Vatican II's teaching on ecumenism. We completely refuted that by pointing out that there are two ways of understanding the unity of the church. They also take this passage on the redemption, where Pope Benedict XV is simply inaccurately articulating the truth about the universality of the redemption, and they say that he's reteaching universal salvation, which is absurd and ridiculous. And he, in fact, in the very same encyclical, teaches that no man can be saved without the Catholic faith, and he cites the Athanasian Creed. And so these are the kind of errors that they throw out there. They also hold the absurd, idiotic, moronic position that every single person who acknowledged the Vatican II anti-popes was ipso facto a schismatic, and that's completely untenable with the Catholic Church's teaching on schism, what subjection to the Roman Pontiff means, and it's also, to anyone with Catholic sense and reasonability, that it should strike them immediately as false, that someone like Padre Pio, who died early on in the Great Apostasy, that he couldn't have been unaware of the Catholic teachings which proved that Paul VI was not a legitimate pope. It's simply absurd. But that ridiculous position which they hold creates an interesting problem for them, because if they hold that Pope Benedict XV through Pius XII were anti-popes, as they do, they would have to hold that all the Catholics who regarded them as popes were also schismatics for acknowledging a, according to them, heretical anti-popes. That would literally mean that the Catholic Church has defected. And my question to them would be, can you name one Catholic during the reign of Pope Benedict XV whom you would consider a representative of the true Church of Jesus Christ? If you can't identify anyone throughout that period, and they wouldn't be able to, because they'd have to say that everyone who acknowledged these popes was a schismatic according to their absurd idiotic theology. If they can't identify someone as a Catholic, if they can't give us a name, and we can because we could name the Pope, who was the visible representative of the Church, then they not only hold that the Church is defected, but they deny the visibility of the Church. The idea that the Church is invisible, that it's not a visible institution, that you can find, okay, it doesn't have to be everywhere, but it has to be somewhere. And if you can't identify it, you can't even identify one person who you would consider a member of the true church in that period, then you are nothing more than a Protestant who considers the church to be invisible. And so that's another way of showing that their theology is completely false.